Hey, I am restless and twitchy and I'm tapping my feet, my nails, and my collarbones, and I have nothing to do. I don't even know what I want to do, which is the problem. Well, kind of, I want to go back in time. I had this friend who lived near me, and she used to have this store that was in walking distance of my house. So whenever I was bored, I would just go. And she'd be sitting there, like her or the scary hippie lady that actually owned the store, and they were like partners-ish. I would go and I'd be like, "Can I have something to do for the next 4 hours?" And they'd be like, "Yes, see these Sims? Rip them." Or, "Yes, sit here and bullshit with all the customers until I get back. Take their money. I have to go get lunch." Or, "Yes, can you go bring me some lunch?" Or, "Well, we can put you in this costume here, and you can go out there and walk around and try to sweet talk people into coming in here and buying Halloween costumes. Can you do that? Can I put you in this dress and take your picture?" And they're like, "Okay." And then I would have something to do, and it was useful and magical, kind of. But no, it's Sunday, so everything is closed, and my friend's store went out of business over a year ago now. And I'm just sitting here on my porch watching the leaves leaf. And I kind of like it when the cars go by because they kind of remind me of waves. And this is the first time I've lived in a really landlocked place, and it sucks, and I hate it. But, I don't know. If I go for a walk, anything's within walking distance of my house that are open right now, because her, it's Sunday, everybody's a Christian, let's just close everything. I mean, not in the morning. Some things are open in the morning. A lot of things are open till, noon or something. And, that makes sense, because people go to church in the evening. That's a thing. I don't get it. My understanding is that, you'll go to church in the morning, right? I don't know. But fucking I don't know. Only thing that's within walking distance of my house that's actually open right now, there's probably at least one bar. It probably won't be a bar that I want to hang out in by myself at 4 o'clock on a Sunday. It's my local mall. And they closed the bookstore in the mall. They closed the hippie store in the mall. They closed the gently used clothing store in the mall. So the only thing I could go into the mall that I might kind of vaguely want to do is go bullshit with the chicks that work there. And I could do that. But eventually I would get talked into buying something. And there's nothing in Hot Topic that I actually need. So yeah. I guess it's partially my fault that the bookstore closed. I used to, well, okay, I don't do this anymore. I haven't done it in a really long time, but I am an excellent shoplifter. Because I have a good poker face and I look like a bunny. No, I'm a bunny, right? It's people look at me and they're not like, "You, what do you have in your pockets?" People look at me and they're like, "Aw, what can we do for you? Do you need anything?" Nobody ever looks at me and goes, "Okay, so what did you just do? What do you have in your pockets? What about that big bag that you're carrying around?" Everybody's like, not doing that. And I don't know. In my defense, I gave them a lot of money. I didn't just shoplift. I legitimately purchased things. My apartment is so full of books that there is no room for more books. I should probably get rid of some, I guess. So here's what we'll do. I'll give you a recipe. Okay, so go to a place where they sell bread, preferably French bread. Okay? And you buy like 4 loaves of it. Now, you put these 4 loaves, day old is preferred. They're cheaper and they're better for this anyway. So this is not the only expensive thing in this recipe. We'll get to in a minute. Now, you take your 4 loaves of French bread. You take them home and you put the oven at 350 and you bake them in there for about 10 minutes so they get like toasted. And then you chop them into little bitty nuggets of bread and then you put them in the oven again. Okay? Okay, so set those aside. Now you're going to take a saucepan and you're going to put an entire thing of maple syrup. And that's maple syrup is expensive. But you want to use real maple syrup for this, trust me. And then you take your maple syrup and your handful of brown sugar and like 4 shots of rum. I guess rum is technically a little bit pricey, but like you should totally have rum on hand at all times. I don't know what you're doing with your life if you don't have like spiced rum or Malibu or something on hand at all times. That's like a life necessity. Rum. Rum is glorious. You know, spiced rum is preferred, but like coconut rum will work if you have that. If all you have is vodka, that's acceptable, but you're gonna need more spices. You can put some applesauce in there. Like, I don't know. If you have like those jars of applesauce, like half a jar. If you have like those little like individual single serve cups of applesauce, one or two. You can also add any type of dried fruit. I like to use raisins and craisins. And you can put a little bit of milk if you want, but you don't have to. You do want a stick of butter. And a walnuts also go good in this. And then you want, you know, your spices like you would use for like pumpkin pie or anything like that. So cinnamon and cardamom, fucking cloves, nutmeg, all that good stuff. And you just boil that, like until the butter is melted and the maple syrup is liquidy and everything is just like half caramel. You can put a little water in there if you're nervous about it. And you take that and you pour it over your bread, and then you mix it all up so that all the bread gets covered in the mixture, and then you take that and you put it in the fridge, and then when it's cool, you eat it. It is glorious, seriously. Yeah. That is how you make a bread pudding. Bread pudding is awesome. So, I don't know. This is what I do. If I had like a friend with like, my kitchen is tiny and pathetic. I had a friend with a kitchen who would be at home right now and would let me, like, who wasn't like asleep or like really far away from my house to the point where it doesn't really pay. I would just go to their house and be like, "Look, I need your kitchen and I'm gonna bake something now, please." But I don't. If I knew any of you in real life, I'd probably just like be at your house and be like, "Hi, can I use your kitchen to bake things?" But instead, I do this.